Chad in the morning on Virgin Radio.
All right, so this is really cool, Maya. We've got Lara Al-Yafi. She's representing Oman at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games, and yeah. She's 16 years old. She's the only female swimmer on the Omani national swimming team, representing Oman at the Youth Olympics, like I said, in Buenos Aires. And she's been sending us these audio blogs. Last time we checked in, she was just arriving at the Olympics,
yes.
And she's picking that up right here. I'm going to pause and stop this throughout because there's some things I want to say, but here we go with Lara Al-Yafi, audio blog from the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games.
Hi, Virgin fans. This is Lara Al-Yafi reaching out to you once again from the Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's great to be back on Virgin Radio. Wow. The last few days have been crazy. All sorts of amazing things have been happening. Our Omani Olympic team finally made it to Buenos Aires Airport after traveling for more than 30 hours. We were exhausted.
I bet.
Our tiredness disappeared, though, as soon as we saw the banners posted all over the airport saying, "Welcome, athletes of the world." Another one saying, "Youth Olympians, Buenos Aires is your new home." Loads of other teams had also arrived on different planes, and we were all rushed through security onto buses completely decorated in the Olympic colors. So, the first thing you notice when you get to the Olympic Village is that there are policemen everywhere.
So, the Olympic Village, something that I always read about after the Olympics, how amazing it is, the experiences. So, I asked her in a WhatsApp to kind of go through some of the things at the Olympic Village. And on top of that, I said, "Hey, when you get back, will you come in so we can have a real conversation?" She's like, "Yes, of course. I would love that." So here is Lara Al-Yafi. And again, if you are just tuning in, this is Lara Al-Yafi. She's representing Oman at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympics.
Woo-hoo,
16
Lara,
years old. Here we go.
There are literally thousands of them making sure all the athletes are safe whilst in Argentina. The Olympic Village is where we all live, eat, and get to know each other. The first time our team walked into the village, we were shocked at the thousands of national flags that covered every building. It took quite a while for our eyes to get used to all of the different colors and designs. So, the way this works is that, say you're the Japanese team, and you're staying in a particular building. Then, you put as many Japanese flags on your building as you can. All the 200 national teams did this. It was a lot of fun. All these colored flags, plus the multicolored team tracksuits we're always wearing, create such a cool atmosphere in the village. All the teams seem to put a lot of effort into the design of their national uniforms. I was surprised to find out that the Italian team's tracksuit is designed by Armani, the French one by Lacoste, and the Dutch one by Fila. Moving on. The first day I was there, I met a couple of girls from the Canadian team. They seemed so surprised when they found out I was the only girl on the Omani team. I guess this is understandable, as the Canadian team actually has more girls than guys. Out of a total of 72 Canadian athletes in Buenos Aires, 39 are female. Word must have spread, because the next day, a few girls from the Mexican team came up to me and said, "Are you the one who is the only girl on your team?" Anyway, many young kids from back home have asked about the food. I can tell you that it's great. The Olympic organizers have made sure to include wonderful dishes from every nation, and they bring in new ones every day. The only thing that's missing is hummus. I always want to say, "Where's the hummus, guys?" At night is when the Olympic Village really comes alive. All the 4,000 athletes are back from their competitions and the whole place starts buzzing with activity. There's lots of concerts and shows and plenty of food. None of us can really stay up late though, as we all have early morning training.
I bet,
well, guys, I'd better let you go. Next time I'll talk about the opening ceremony and all the cool performers that were there. Believe it or not, this was the first opening ceremony in history that was actually held in the streets of a city center rather than at a stadium. Anyway, have a good day, guys, and hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista. Lara Al-Yafi. So, she's so professional, so well-spoken. 16 years old, representing Oman at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympics Games here on Virgin Radio. Chad in the morning. Can't wait for the next audio blog. Keep them coming, Laura.
Chad in the morning. On Virgin Radio.